Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
They should be interested with what they are selling in terms of price, in terms of the looks of the product, or in terms of how they want it. You have to start small and keep it simple. You have to be clear with your goals.
Start with a business that you are really passionate about. You can't just sell anything and then you're not really into it or you don't know the product. So you have to really want it. You have to want the product that you're selling. And of course, choose the right partner. For me, I choose LBC.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning from wherever you're watching from all over the Philippines and from all over the world. And welcome to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. Now in the RJ Ledesma Podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about their business, what are their success secrets, and can we hack those success secrets? How have they innovated their businesses during this pandemic? And more importantly, what opportunities do they see emerging in this new normal and the next normal? Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please let me know. Drop me a message. I would love to interview them and to learn from them. We are also live right now on Kumu, CBRC TV, Global Pinas TV, and of course, the Bounce Back Network. So it's a Thursday night. I'm still live coming to all of you coming from Tagaytay, from Taal Vista Hotel. And I'm just very happy to share that I just hosted the wedding reception of our very good friend, the founder of Podcast Network Asia, the newly minted Mr. and Mrs. Ron and Noreen Baitiong. Again, congratulations from all of us here at Podcast Network Asia. Yesterday, I wore two hats, both as the host of his wedding and also as a ninong to his wedding, to his marriage as well. So again, good luck, guys. Have a happy, happy marriage. Make sure that tonight will not only be productive for you guys, but hopefully productive as well. And with that, I'm very happy to have our next set of guests here this evening. It'll be a great twin surprise for all of us here tonight. I've got two very hardworking female, very empowered female entrepreneurs to share with us here right now their own entrepreneurial stories. The first one coming up is Giona Pedrialba, who's the owner of Soyfisticated Collections. And we have also Cherise Ann Yatko, who is the founder of Mix and Skip PH. And the common denominator between both of these very fantastic female entrepreneurs is that they are merchant partners of SoShop by LBC. And they'll be sharing with us later on how SoShop by LBC helped them scale their business, scale their businesses, especially during this new normal. I also want to find out, how did they address the problems brought about by this pandemic and find a way to pivot or adjust their businesses, especially these MSMEs during these very challenging times? So let's please bring on stage Giona Pedrialba of Soyfisticated Collections and, of course, Cherise Ann Yatko of Mix and Skip PH. Ladies, I really appreciate that you guys took time to join us here today. How are you doing?
Hi, Arlie. Good evening. We're good.
Hi, guys. Good to hear from both of you. I would love to hear your success stories during this time. But first of all, give me a better idea. What exactly is Soyfisticated Solutions? I love the name. It's a play on words. Soyfisticated Solutions. Giona, tell me what that's all about.
It's Soyfisticated Collections. It's about scented candles, soy wax base. We used 100% natural soy wax and blended essential oils for aromatherapy.
Wow, we could really use that right now, no? During the new normal.
Yes.
I think I could use that right now. It would have saved me a lot of stress during this time. And having said that, no, let me go now to Cherise. What is Mix and Skip PH?
So Mix and Skip is basically a store of jump ropes, specifically PVC jump rope.
So, oh, wow.
Yes. What's different about it is they can customize the colors of their jump rope.
Oh, fantastic. And this is nice. It's capitalizing on a big pandemic craze, no, fitness craze. My wife,
yes.
I want ready for my wife. I would like some customized jump ropes. And sure. After I'm done, I wanna bathe in scented candles after that's done. Okay. So I took two perfect ladies perfect. Right now to help us get through this pandemic. Now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go start with Giona first of all. No, scented candles. Now, that's very interesting because when I always ask people on the show is that what problem were you trying to solve? So what brought you into developing scented candles in the first place? Was it there was something that was missing in that scented candle industry? Because it's a highly almost commoditized industry if you think about it. So what was the problem that you were trying to solve and what makes you different?
At first, I personally love scented candles,
mm-hmm.
and mostly what is offered by the market is scented candles made by paraffin wax. So my scented candles are made with soy wax, which are eco-friendly, and the concept first started when I wanted to have a fragrant and relaxing home. So, naisip ko, no, parang
it was more for you. It was more for yourself, no, not really to make a business. It was more for you. You started off. Tama ba ako?
Yes, kasi I'm working and alam mo yung pag-uwi, I wanted to have a relaxing home. So, and then it became a business venture when, you know, I aim to provide a chance for busy and active people like me to have a relaxing and to have a relaxing home and distress at the comfort of their homes.
Oh, I see. Can I just ask for part of my ignorance? No, what's the difference between using paraffin and soy for your candle? If you don't, and why is one more environmentally friendly over the other?
Yes, paraffin-based wax scented candles are made with petroleum wax, so they are cancerous. Soy-based wax scented candles are natural. They are vegetable. Base wax.
I see. And then, keep on going, please. Which is what?
Which is very, very good with your family, babies, kids.
I just have a question. When you began developing the candles or the soy candles, did you have any sort of background for this one? Or did you just go online and YouTube to research? How did you come about, you know, I mean, not anybody says, hey, I want to develop my own scented candles. What brought you to that? Na ikaw yung gagawa, hindi ka nabibili.
At first, since I wanted to have a scented candle, so I tried to make one. And then I attended trainings on how to make soy candles. And then, I developed my own line of scented candles.
Oh, fantastic! So you really got into it. Huh? I like that. You know how you turn sort of like your hobby your passion into a profession. But what was the point that came to you na, sige, gagawin ko to hindi lang para sa akin kundi ibebenta ko rin yan, gagawin kong negosyo. When did that point come for you? Or did people came to you and said, hi, okay, yan. Can I try out your candles? How did it start to grow?
When my friends and families visit our house, and especially my mom visit, going to the bedroom, sasabihin niya lang parang, eh, Jonah, ang bango ng bedroom niyo. Ang nakaka-relax yung ambience. So,
wow.
At so, dandun yung idea na, I think, papatok siya sa mga friends ko at sa mga co-employees ko. So, at first, sila yung market ko. And then, nag-develop na lang siya. And then, we started having our social media platforms.
So, what really helped you grow it was the social media platform. Is that right?
Yes.
Until now, I just want to ask one more, before I go to Charissa, just a couple of more questions lang. But, Giona, what was that point when you were doing the business, no? Because, you know, like for me, like there was a time when I was doing my business, which is Mercato Central, the food market, mm-hmm. when I felt like, oh my gosh, we've sort of made it, or wow, it's going to work. For me, it was a point na I was standing in the middle of the market and there were hundreds of people passing me by. So I said, wow, we did something that was, you know, parang incredible for my own hands, for my own hard work. What point was that for you? Parang sinabi mo sa sarili mo, wow, sophisticated candles is not just anymore a hobby for me. It's something that's really going to be a business.
I guess when there are so many inquiries about events that they wanted to make the scented candles as their souvenirs and mm-hmm. favors, and since we do customize it, so yon pumatok siya.
Did you have to leave your day job, or do you still maintain your day job and then this is your like your side hustle?
Side hustle. I still with my day job.
I see. And last question for you really is that, you know, especially when you do these type of businesses, no, you have to have what we call, it's either the unique selling proposition, or people call it your unique advantage or innovation that not anybody else can copy. I call it the secret sauce, right? Because it's like only you have that and nobody else has that one. What's the secret sauce you think that comes too sophisticated? Do you have access to specific ingredients or access to specific materials or skill sets that nobody else has? What makes sophisticated candles different from the other, I guess, scented candles out there?
My scented candles is hand-poured. It's hand-poured in small batches at home. I think my designs and how I package it and the pricing, it is lower compared to other soy candles out in the market.
I see. Thanks so much, Giona. Your story for me, I find it personally very inspiring, because this is how entrepreneurs all start off, right? It's just from passion, you learn, you become good, you sell to your friends and to everybody else. And look at the top, look at the people commenting here right now. From Nova Jose, sophisticated collections, ayan, sabi niya, no? And beside that one, she puts a heart, 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 heart. Ayan, that's what I like. And I like what Maria say. Ito po pala ang topic to. Laging tungkol sa negosyo po, Miss Maria. Yung mga dito po sa ating dito po sa RG Lens podcast. Thank you so much, Giona, for sharing with us your own story. Cherise, I want to get to your story. I'm terribly interested in. So this business for you began, you told me offline, it began in the midst of this pandemic. So may kwento naman yung istorya mo.
Well, for me, I started mixing skin because of my own problem also, actually. So, of course, I was already into rope jumping before I created Mixedscape. So, in the middle of the pandemic, we were all restricted to go outdoors, right? So, we can't do our workouts, cardio outside our home. So, we're very limited at home to do it. So, I resorted to rope jumping. I already know how to jump. And then I picked up my old high school jump rope, which is kind of broken, eh? But I still used it. So that's when I started. That's when I thought about it. And then, of course, parang as I post my jump stories, my jump posts on social media, I have friends who ask where can they get a jump rope, a decent jump rope, and they can't even suggest a store, or I can suggest a store or a specific jump rope for them. So that's how I created Mixedscape.
Wow. So first of all, when you began, so you just put online that you were jumping rope. That's basically it. Were you?
Yes.
Did you come from a fitness background, or you just think physically fit? What made you want to post it online? I know many friends were posting things online, but what made you want to post your stuff online?
But I'm really, at a very young age, I'm really a sports lover person already. So, actually, my social media, specifically Instagram, it's all about working out. It's fitness. So, that's how it started. So, jumping rope, it's new on my feed because I usually post running, ganyan, races. So, when I posted jump rope, so that's when it started.
So napansin yung mga tao, the jump rope. So the first one is, so like you said, no, at home you want to find something else to do when you have to leave the home to stay very fit, no. Parang HIIT rin yun, di ba? Technically jump rope almost like that one, the kind of the cardio that you get from doing jump rope. But when people saw you doing jump rope, what is the initial, they were saying, I want to buy a jump rope. And you said, why did you say that I can make the jump rope? What brought you to that point from jumping rope to saying I can make it myself?
Yeah, because I was using my high school old jump rope. That's like decades ago already. So I wanted to fix it, or I wanted, actually personally I wanted a new jump rope, but I can't find any online here in Philippines locally. So that's how I sourced it, and then I thought about customizing the colors, because I want what I usually find in other local sports or fitness stores here in Philippines. It's just an ordinary jump rope, like it's a color black. It's very plain. So that's how I decided. I think I should do it. They can choose the colors, they can customize the colors for fun and to make their workout and rope jumping more fun. That's how I started it.
And then how did you source everything? Like, how did you do your first batch? I'm just very curious. So people say, "Wait, pwede bang bumili ng ganyan na jump rope na customize?" And ah, sabi mo, sige. Then okay. Source ka ng materials. So how did you go?
I found it online, actually, through Google. And then the manufacturer, actually, I'm not just the only jump rope seller here in the Philippines who sells jump rope from this manufacturer. So that's how I found it. But I focused on the PVC jump rope, because during the time that I was starting, there were already a few sellers of the beaded jump rope. That's a different kind of jump rope. So I didn't want to compete with them. So I started with the PVC. And to make it a little unique, I decided that they can customize the colors.
I see. Well, Karina, I could not tell the difference between a paraffin and a soy scented cotton. What's the difference between the beaded and the PVC jump rope? What makes one, I guess, what's the benefit of one over the other?
Well, it's both recommended for beginners. Beaded and PVC jump ropes are both recommended. However, PVC is the more common type of jump rope. The other one, the beaded, there's a string, a very thin string inside, and then there's a bead, literally a bead. So it's like there's more feedback and slower revolution every time you jump. So that's the beaded rope, which is also very recommended for beginners. So that's their difference.
I see. Okay, and then if you don't mind me asking, I'm gonna go a bit more, because we're talking about the entrepreneurial journey. You know, what stops many of them is that so much thinking, I can make a business, but there's a difference between thinking about doing a business versus saying, I'm actually gonna do it. So what is that point that you know, when you started selling it, how did you start off? Like si Jonah, sa mga family and friends, muna binenta, ikaw, paano mo na-expand yung negosyo mo from just creating that customized jump rope na people start buying from you? How did that happen?
Yeah, it's the same actually. Of course, my first few customers are also my friends who wanted to learn the jump rope, diba? And my family also, my cousin. So that's how I started it. And then of course, through the help of social media, Instagram actually, I was able to promote it. And then I started getting inquiries, met direct messages. So that's when I thought, and I started getting orders, not just here in Metro Manila, also nationwide there.
Wow.
That's the time that I thought, there are a lot of rope jumpers that can relate to me, who want to customize, their color. So that's when I realized, I can do this. I can make this big or bigger.
So, I love it. I'll make it bigger, bigger. Nice. Well, and for you, Cherise, what was that point also? Like I was asking Gion earlier on, you said, oh my gosh, this is going to work. Like for me, it was the hundreds of people passing me by. For her, when people are booking her for events and everything else. when did that point come for you that you said, oh, wow, this is like this mix in skip customized jump rope, it's going to work out. There's what does that point for you?
When they started getting orders from other provinces, actually, I think that's really that's when I thought about that it's really going to work when I started getting orders. Plus, the community also when a few months after I was able to relate with other rope jumpers who are complete strangers to me. I don't know them at all, but what's common with them is we jump rope. So Mix and Skip was able to contribute to grow the jump rope community somehow in the Philippines, I would say. And it's continuously growing, actually, the jump rope community here in Philippines.
So again, please help me grow the community as well. I'm looking forward to getting a customized jump rope for my wife and, of course, some scented candles to relax right after, which is healthy for the family. Now, having said that, I want to go back now to Giona. Giona, of course, you know, in a business like ours, especially right now, no, in the pandemic, we're all home. So, I mean, the obvious thing that you think of here right now is that things have to be done through logistics, right? A logistics partner is perfect for you. Now, what's interesting is that your business was begun about a year before the pandemic, right? And you were able to partner up with LBC SoShop as your logistics partner to grow the business. Can you share with us your experience with LBC in helping you grow and scale your business? Were there partners of yours even before the pandemic or during the pandemic?
Before pandemic.
Wow, before pandemic. Wow. So, yes. So tell me a bit more. What was the journey for you? Because, siyempre, as a beginning entrepreneur, hindi mean, those are things that you don't come across. Parang logistics, sige, papadala ko dito sa ito or ito. What made you choose LBC SoShop to be your partner at the very start to grow the business?
At first, they don't have LBC SoShop membership. But I am very loyal to LBC because most of my products, especially candles that are in glass, they are very fragile. Okay. So I have to choose a courier that will safely deliver my package to my clients. So I choose LBC. And then I became a member of LBC SoShop for 3 years now. So, i-flex ko lang po ah.
Let's do it!
Being an LBC SoShop member, aside from the shipping fee discounts and prices that we avail as a member, so I experience big opportunities. Like, first, I joined the biggest bazaar at SMX at 2019. Wow. And they have, you know, they provide you your own booth and your brand name on it. They invited celebrities and other influencers. So, for a small seller and for a starting business, that's very big for me. And then, on my second year, this is, on the ongoing pandemic na. They still provide opportunities. Eh. So I also joined their online bazaar as a LBC SoShop member, and I think that is also their 70th anniversary of LBC. So I got to experience a live interview with a celebrity DJ, and then now it's third year, so I got to experience a podcast.
Oh, celebrity podcast! Thank you so much for guesting on my show. I appreciate it.
So yeah, I you know, being a member of SoShop was really an experience for starters like me in the online business.
And what's nice, you know, I think, I mean, many people, what they like about LBC is that, you know, LBC really goes an extra mile for your business, especially when it comes to LBC SoShop. Now, what I understand also as well is that they've got different payment options for the buyers, which isn't easily, which not all courier services provide. diba? Is that right? They provide, you can pay either via cash on delivery or cash on pickup. Can you give me the options that are available for LBC?
Yes. Usually, more clients opted cash on delivery, that they will pay upon delivering on their homes. And for the cash on pickup, this is very usable for those who wanted to, pag hindi sila sure na nandun sila sa bahay during delivery.
So usually the case, diba? Usually the case, diba?
Yes. So, para hindi ma-cancel, no? They can opt to have their delivery cash on pickup, which they can go to to their preferred LBC branch, and then they can get it there and pay at the branch.
Wow.
Which is very convenient for others.
Very, very convenient for others. I like that the customer has that option to do that one. And just to let people know, if you're listening here right now, and as you can see, you know, these ladies were really able to grow and scale their businesses using LBC SoShop. Now, if you're listening here right now, you can get a free tier upgrade if you sign up right now using the magic link in the description box. And I'm going to have a giveaway question for all of you, okay? As sellers in LBC SoShop. And if you answer that question, you'll be able to gain that free tier upgrade. And at the same time, you'll also be able to win a very special prize if you're able to answer our questions from Soyfisticated and from Mix and Skip. Can you guess what prize you might win from Soyfisticated and Mix and Skip? It's a really great prize. It's a really great prize that will make you relax and get fit at the same time. But so people listening over here, I'll be giving the question in just a few minutes. So please stay around. I have over here listening right now, Maria. Maria, thanks so much for listening. Because Maria, please keep on listening because later on you'll get to find out what prize you can win. And Maria saying over here, they have lots of branches here in our province, LBC, and I opt for cash. This is cash on pickup kasi mas mura din yung safe ata nila sa experience ko when nag-online business ako. Thanks so much, Maria, for sharing that one over here. And I like what Jean Salms Marcel was saying over here. I vouch for the quality of Soyfisticated collection candles. Regular customer over here looking forward for the new set of collections. Wow, I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Jean. And over here, Kate Rances said it saying, wow, solid LBC din talaga kami sa business namin, lalo na pag malayo. So that's right. And for your growing businesses, sometimes, how far? Can I just ask, Diona? See, Charisse was telling us earlier on na how far the businesses, she's getting, clients from the provinces. Anong pinakamalayang province mo so far? Na pinadala ng kandila?
Misamis Occidental, Mindanao.
Wow. And of course, LBC, yeah, no? When you
yes,
said over
LBC.
There.
Oh. I only have one courier nationwide, which is LBC.
Well, fantastic. At the same time, can I ask you, naman, what has been the biggest order so far that you had for LBC? Or that you've sent through LBC? How many units did you get to sell in one sitting?
200 pieces of glass candles. For a wedding going to Shangri-La Mactan.
Wow. So, hindi ka natatulog yan.
Hindi na.
Parang tulogan yan.
Pero, they've safely arrived.
Wow.
In Cebu.
How nice to hear. And for those who want to join LBC SoShop, you can visit right now, lbcexpress.com. At the same time, just let everybody know that at LBC SoShop, you get special shipping rates so you can offer lower shipping fees to your buyers. The more you send with LBC, the higher you go up to the membership tier and the bigger your discount gets. We have Elite Bronze, Elite Silver, Elite Gold. You can get 20%, 40%, 50% discounts respectively. That means you can send for as low as 60 pesos. At the same time, you can give your customers more choices. Your customer can pay, like we were saying earlier by Giona, you can pay via cash on delivery or you can pay via cash on pickup at the nearest branch. And you, the seller, will receive the payment on the next day. Now, having said that, I want to go back again to Mix and Skip over here. So let's go back to your story. You started off the business, people wanted to buy. How did you come across saying LBC SoShop might be the appropriate partner to be able to bring it to all the different parts of the country? Because like Giona was saying, you already have some people, even people here on the chats are saying, even before, talaga LBC ginagamit ko, so katiwala ko na yan. So pag nagnegosyo ako, katiwala ko pa rin yan. What was your own experience, Charisse?
Actually, it's the same for me. When I started using LBC, SoShop was not yet existing. So I signed up for SoShop, and then it was so easier because I can just book it online. Then LBC will pick it up, and then they deliver it door to door. I don't even have to go out, especially during this pandemic. You don't want really to expose yourself outdoors.
Yes.
That's what I really appreciate with LBC. They pick up my items. It's really convenient.
Oh, fantastic! And can I ask you, naman, when they were doing that for you, no? What's your experience lang with regard to cash on delivery and cash on pickup for you? Because, I mean, each customer can have a different, you know, in your industry, yes. was it cash on delivery or cash on pickup, which was more key for your customers for the jump?
From my experience, to be honest, it's very few for my clients, for Mix and Skip. It's very few who opted for cash on delivery. They usually want to pay it ahead, advance. So I pay for the shipping in advance, and then they have to do anything. LBC deliver the item to them.
I have a question from Kate Francis. Said free pickup po yun from the seller when you do that one, when you use LBC services. Is that what happens for you, Therese?
Tamba? Yes.
Wow. Right. Jonah, you're also nodding your tamba. Also same for you as well.
Yes, free pickup.
Oh, free pickup! Wow. Can I ask you also, Therese, when you delivered? No, I mean, exciting, yan, di ba? Like for me, I do Metro Manila based business, but people ask you, hinahanap ka sa probinsya para sabi, wow, pwede pala may potential pa yung negosyo ko magbangga nationwide. Ikaw naman, what was your farthest province where you've had to deliver to?
Province, same. It's actually Mindanao, but actually I also had a client in Singapore. And I use LBC also to ship it.
Fantastic. Yes. Pinoy rin yan sa Singapore, I guess, no?
No.
Oh, hindi rin. Wow. So you're really going nationwide. You're going worldwide with your brand right here. And I'm just curious, what was your largest one-time single order that you had to send out?
For me, it's just, I think it's around 25 jump ropes in a day. Because I ship every day. Yeah, I ship daily. So I as much as possible, I ship my products daily. So they can get to the customers as early as possible also.
Are you still doing, did you have a day job before this one? Or is this like for you, like Giona, is it also a side hustle for you what you're doing right now?
It's a side hustle actually. But when I created it actually, I was in the middle of, I had some struggles at work because I formerly work in the fitness industry. So that's that time all gyms were closed. So I need to do something to be able to sustain my bills. So that's when I created it since then.
Fantastic. I like that, but from I often say, you know, from desperation comes innovation. But during the time, right, we were desperate to create some sort of cash flow for our business. I'm glad that you were able to do that. And having said that, no, I just want to go back here to our chat box. We've got Jean Pascasio saying, Cherise Yatko, Mix and Skip PH. Heart. Clark, pakita mo naman yan, no? Jean Pascasio. And over here, we also from Maria, Mix and Skip Rope. Love. And I don't know if this person is related to you. Noemi Yatko. Hi, Cherise Yatko PH. From Mix and Skip. Mix and Skip PH. Oh, ang dami mong fans yata dito. So, another question coming here from Maria. Maria is asking here, so, sa SoShop po, when you sign up, may pa-pick up na ata sa rider ng LBC? Meron ba? Maria, what's been your experience? Cherise and Giona. Sa SoShop, when you sign up, may pa-pick up na ata sa rider ng LBC? How do they do? Yes, should they pick up the item from your house?
I think that's what we were saying a while ago, that you just have to book it online and then LBC will pick up the items for you.
Fantastic. Same thing for you, Jonah, no? Exactly the same experience?
Yes. I usually do branch drop-off. I book it online and then bulk branch drop-off kasi ako.
So for you, the what in your case, is it also what the most customers take, what do most of the customers take in terms of a solution, cash on delivery or cash on pickup in the, when it comes to your scented candles?
I often do cash on delivery, shipping fee only. They already pay the products, and then upon delivery, they will only pay shipping fee, which is another thing for LBC. If you are a member of LBC Social, we get to lower the shipping fee.
Yes, exactly.
Up to 40% up.
Wow. Like what we talked about earlier, the more you use LBC, the better the benefits get, right?
Yes.
Now, having said that, we're coming through to the halfway mark of our show here right now. And for all the active listeners listening to us here right now, I would like to ask a question for you to be able to win a giveaway. And we'll be giving away here right now. You get a chance to win a mix and skip rope with a color of your choice. Yes, Charisse, thank you so much. And also, he's a sophisticated signature Christmas collection in the scent of the magic of Christmas scent. Ano magic Christmas scent yan? Pakishare naman, Giona. Anong Christmas scent yan? Na maaamoy nila?
Yeah. It's a mix of the top notes, no? The magic of scent. The magic of Christmas scent. So it's a blend of peppermint with lavender and oh my God, I forgot.
Okay lang, dami mong ingredients kasi ginagamit eh. Okay lang. Okay lang, you know, naisip ko lang habang nakita ko ikaw, Giona, pati Charisse, baka pwede kayo mag-isip ng scented jump rope. Malay nyo ba? Makakabenta kayo scented jump rope. The more that you use the jump rope, mas lalabas yung scent ng jump rope, di ba? You never know. At kung mag-collaborate kayo, make sure to pay me my commission. Okay, anyway, here. Let's go back here to here's my giveaway question. For those who want to win a prize here tonight on the show, here's my question, and we'll be announcing the winners at the end. Okay. Question is, as sellers in LBC SoShop, what are the two payment gateway options? We've been talking about it again and again and again over here. But what are the two payment gateway options? So please let us know the answers. If you want to be able to win a prize, just put your answers there in the chat box. And the first ones to answer will be the ones to go home with our prize. Again, going back over here to our chat. Oh, this is such an active chat over here. We have over here Aina Santos. Hi, Cha. I love mix and skip from Aina Santos over here. And then from Giovanni James Bandoquillo. Hi, Cha. Super galing. Love. then from Mary Schming, mix and skip for the win. I love how all these people are commenting right now. Sabi ni Kate Francis Rensit, ano, fruit salad scent ba yan? Oh, baka yan yung fruit. Baka sinasabi yung scent sa... Baka fruit salad scent yung magic scent mo, di ba? Or ano, whatever scent reminds you of yeah. Christmas.
Wow. I have here the scent, the notes, no? It has citrus pine with ginger, orange, peppermint, and lavender.
Oh, wow.
So I like those that. Are the bends.
I can imagine the smell here right now. Now, for the answers, the first two with the sharer badge. I hope you share this one. The first two with the sharer badge and give us the correct answers to our questions will go home with our prize. Okay? That may sharer badge po kayo. Now, moving on. The next question I want to ask you guys here right now is, okay, the pandemic hit, no? And one of the biggest problems of this pandemic is that, you know, you've had to pivot or change the way that you do business. And that's a bit difficult for some small entrepreneurs. But then how did this pandemic change your business, Giona? And how did you pivot or innovate or adjust your business during this new normal? What was your experience?
During pandemic, no, lockdown, most of the events that was booked to me were postponed because of the restrictions. And since then, nauso yung work from home.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, scented candles creates a relaxing ambience while working. So that became my market in selling scented candles. And, you know, staying at home with your family, you want a relaxing home. And of course, di ba yung mga kagaya ko, mami, ayos ng bahay since lockdown nga and you're not able to go outside. So that became a hobby of the mommies and the parents. So it's not clean when you're not lighting a scented candles after.
So parang your definition of cleanliness, you're elevating it by making sure kung mabango yung bahay,
yes,
ng kandila, yan yung definition natin ng cleanliness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ah,
and then
yes.
That became my marketing strategy during this pandemic.
Wow. Can you tell me a bit more how you were able to change your marketing strategy online? What did you do? Kasi before, di ba, bulk purchases yan for weddings, for events. What did you do differently online to start attracting the new market of mommies at home who want to make their house smell clean?
First, of course, the captivating photos. And I personally use it. So I share my experience of having scented candles at home. And I also advocate consistent self-care, that you don't need to have a pricey experience to relax or to distress. You just need a 5 minute or a minute or a time to post, and scented candles would really help that.
Wow, I like that one. I like how you're making your product meaningful and relevant in the new normal, especially for those who need a semblance a semblance of escape, diba? Semblance of peace and tranquility, which the smells provide. No? Now, having said that, just one more question for you. No? Working with LBC Soul Shop, I know it's provided you with a lot of benefits. Of course, it provides you with giving you better ways to sell your products. But was it also able to help you scale or grow your market as a result of working with Soul Shop? Because it's one that they provide you logistics, which is great. Were they also able to help you reach a bigger market or market to a larger group? How did LBC Soul Shop help you in that regard?
LBC Soul Shop has their own community in Facebook. So they were advertised you during the events, and they help you boost your followers.
Fantastic. So they really do help. That's a really great service for you as well, di ba? Oh, parang ano, di ba? Added benefit.
Free marketing.
Free marketing. That's the keyword. Free marketing. Free marketing is really great for us. Thanks so much. Now going back to you, Cherise, no? You're someone who's a product born out of the pandemic. But since it was born out of the pandemic, you have to be dynamic. You have to keep on making changes. What was the difference with the business when you were starting it off in the pandemic? And what is it currently right now? What changes did you have to make along the way to adjust to the dynamics of this new normal?
Actually, not much adjustment for Mix and Skip. But in between pandemic, I usually participate with jump meets. I jump with other people outdoors if we're allowed by IATF. So that's how I actually build and grow the community of Mix and Skip, and not just Mix and Skip, but the whole Jump Rope community. It's lucky for me actually that we have a very supportive community already as a jump in the Jump Rope Philippines. So it's easier that I was able to connect and communicate with other online sellers who are also rope jumping. So we collaborate a lot. Yes.
Really great. So that's one of the key things that people need to realize right nowadays. You know, like when you use influencers or you collaborate with people, that is the new ecosystem for whatever business. Whether it's scented candles, you've got to work with other people related to scented candles, diba? That whole peace and tranquility ecosystem, mm-hmm. Work with them. For the Jump Rope, work with the fitness ecosystem, whatever they have online, because that really helps out to grow our business nowadays. And then, Cherise, I'm going to go back again to you. No, when we talk about your business, we asked Giona, was LBC able to help you grow the business aside from just logistics? So, in your case, how was LBC also able to help you further grow the business, particularly SoShop? How they're able to help you scale the business beyond what you thought it would be?
From my experience, actually, I haven't experienced the same experience that Jonah had. But what I really appreciate about Soul Shop is their flash sale. Actually, aside from the tiering, you can get additional discount for the shipping. So it's very helpful for us, even if it's just 5 pesos off, or it's very helpful.
Yeah. And just to clarify to people, when you're using as a merchant, you can get special shipping rates so you can offer lower shipping fees to your customers. So just as a reminder for all those who want to be part of LBC SoShop, and the more you send through LBC, the higher you go up in their membership tier and the bigger the discount gets. Like they said, sometimes you can send as low as 60 pesos if you keep on sending mm-hmm. through LBC. So join LBC SoShop by visiting lbcexpress.com or by clicking the link in the description that they have for that one. And again, I go back to the chat box. Really great comments over here. We have Nova Jose saying, "I love Mommy Jonah from Jadri." Thank you so much. Mga marami kang fans. Si Nova talaga malaking fan mo dyan. Jonah. Then over here from Vicky Basco saying, "Woohoo, I love Mix and Skip PH." And from Jace Belhira, "Hello po, Mix and Skip. I am a fan." Wow, this is really great to hear all of these very supportive people joining us here right now. And you know what? I think, you know, I always like to feature entrepreneurs here like yourselves because, you know, during these times, we entrepreneurs, whether big or small, have to work together. But at the same time, we're also here to share the insights that we've gained as a result of all these, you know, of all these crises that we turned this into an opportunity. So maybe as we start to wrap up this session, I really want to ask you guys, you know, what if there are beginning entrepreneurs over here, what would be your advice to them to start off their business? Because many of them are hesitant, but kayo, you just took the plunge and did it. And that's my first question about you know, what the entrepreneurial insights that you've gained. And the second one is, what was your biggest failure in your business right now, no? Whether big or small? And what did you learn from it that made you a better business person or a better entrepreneur? Let me start off with Jonah over here. What are the entrepreneurial insights that you'd like to share, particularly for the other female entrepreneurs listening to us here right now in, who want to start off a business but medyo nahihirapan, nahihiya, medyo reluctant? What's your advice to them?
First, they should be interested with what they are selling in terms of price, in terms of the looks of the product, or in terms of how they want it. Then, second, just like me, I started from scratch. You have to start small and keep it simple. So sometimes it can be tempting to go overboard with unnecessary stuff, but this will just add to the cost of your pricing. So maybe you can add them when your business is already grow.
I like that. And what was your biggest failure? Oh, sorry. Keep on going. Please continue. You were saying.
And the third siguro that I can share is you have to be clear with your goals. Sometimes starting up a business, okay yan, first year, no, second year. And then ka third year, ayoko na. Hindi pwedeng ganun. Dapat when you start it, dapat may goal ka so you'll be able to you'll be able to grow and continue your business.
That's right. And what was the biggest failure that you had in the business that you learned from?
I think I can consider my biggest failure was when I'm starting bidding with a big company. I think, you know, they are already big. So they are looking for a local partner, no, local scented candles that they can partner with. And then I bid, and then I didn't get it. So, yun.
What did you learn from that experience?
Maybe they have a different market. I just look into it that maybe their brand has a different market, and my brand, my scented candles have other different people that I'm interested.
Got that. We all learn different things, and the thing is, you'll never learn this if you don't go into business either. I mean, you'll never learn it if you think that. If you go into business saying, "I don't want to fail," I mean, We will all fail, di ba? There will be failure when you do business, whether big or small. Di ba? It doesn't matter. Failure is inherent, but what's more important is that what did we learn from that failure? That's the bigger lesson as business people that we get. No? Charisse, in your case, what were your biggest entrepreneurial insights that you want to share with people who also want to start up the business? Because ikaw, bravo to you, nag-start ka ng negosyo habang sa panahon ng pandemya. That's not easy for many people, right? But you had to, right? So what insight did you gain?
Well, my advice always is to start with a business that you are really passionate about. You can't just sell anything and then you're not really into it or you don't know the product. So you have to really want it. You have to want the product that you're selling to be able to succeed. So that's my number one rule, actually. And yeah, that's it. And of course, choose the right partner. For me, I chose LBC as my career. So yeah, that would be really helpful if you choose the right partners, the right manufacturers. Of course, you have to be smart and wise about it.
Very, very much agree. Choosing the right partners, whether in business or in your among your suppliers, is very, very key.
Yes.
It's a make or break for doing really great business. But did you experience any failures along the way? I'm sure you did along putting up this business. And what did you learn from them?
Well, I won't say it's a failure, but in my line of business, you won't get a high sales every day. So there are days that you really won't get any orders, but it's up to you and how you will continue. So if you're really, it's kind of related from what I've mentioned earlier. If you really want what you're doing, if you're passionate about it, even if you experience a setback in the middle of it, you will be able to push through.
Well, thanks so much. Those are really gems, I think, for those listening to us right now. And not just for me, but even for people who are not, you know, veterans in business, always great advice to look back at. No? And just remind people here right now, you can sell more efficiently with LBC Special Services. They've got the same-day rider pickup for when you can't go to the branch, bulk sending to simplify multiple orders, and a SoShop dashboard to help you organize and track your shipments if you are a merchant. So, approve kayo dyan, di ba, Jonah?
Yes, sobra.
Yes. Makes things much easier for you. At the same time, just want to let everybody know over here that with all these LBC benefits to support you as a social seller, you have a better chance of standing out and moving your business further. As you can see, they have a community which can help you sell. They put them on, you know, they help them write different marketing services. Like being on this podcast is one of these great things. I'm so glad that LBC brought you guys to my attention and to this podcast so we could help you out with other vendors also on the SoShop platform. Mm-hmm. So again, please join the LBC SoShop platform, especially if you're a merchant. Just visit lbcexpress.com or join by clicking the link in our description, okay? Now, just a couple of things right now. After you click on that one, join LBC SoShop. I want to let you know, finally, who will be the winners who are going to be going, very lucky winners, who will be going home with, of course, first our scented candle scent of Christmas. Sino po yung nanalo scent of Christmas? Clark, can we show the winner here on screen right now? Who won our scent of Christmas? Maddie and Nova Jose. Nova, thank you so much kasi lagi nag-volunteer si Nova. Maraming salamat. Congratulations. Now, you can claim the prize by asking them to follow Podcast Network Asia. So please follow Podcast Network Asia on Facebook or Instagram. Send in your full name, contact number, and address, and she will reach out for those prizes. Who also won? Can I just ask who won also for the mix and skip jump rope that customized to their customized for them? Can we flash the winner of that one on the screen as well? So Maddie goes home with the candles. Nova goes home with a customized jump rope. And you know who's going to be a winner here tonight? Hopefully my wife who will go home. Thank you so much ahead of time, Giona and Charisse. We want to go home with a jump rope and a scented candle as well. And we promise to promote you guys as well. So yan yung additional benefit of being LBC So Shop. We will also take on the responsibility of marketing you products, your MSME products to more people. I'm always very happy to support all of you. You know, we all have to work together and support our fellow entrepreneurs in helping our businesses bounce back and bounce forward over here. Guys, thank you so much both to Charisse and Jonah for inspiring all the budding entrepreneurs. I mean, you can start small, grow it big, You just have to be resilient, stick to it, like Joanna was saying. Stick hard at it and realize that there's not always going to be good days for shopping, right, Cherise? Some days are good orders, some days are bad orders, but just keep on going at it and eventually you will be successful. So again, for all those who are listening to the podcast for the first time, please subscribe to the RJ Ledesma podcast and recommend it to more of your friends. And before everything else, gusto ko lang batiin lahat ng mga tao na bumabati sa atin ngayon sa ating chat box. Thank you so much, Bedik, Dekbi Ben. Hi, Ma'am Cherise Yatko. Again, Nova Jose. I love Mommy's Candle from Jadri. Like a big fan to. And we also have over here other people saying thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here on the RJ Ledesma
thank
podcast.
Thank you so much.
We will see you guys again next week for the next podcast. Bye, guys. Thanks. Have a great night ahead of you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.